According to the National Education Association, the largest teaching union in the country, there is a massive shortage of teachers in the United States. Our country needs college students to take on the task of educating the younger generations. But teaching is not a profession for the faint of heart. In an interview with Joseph Sigamato, an adjunct English professor at Westchester Community College, Sigamato reveals the hidden pros and cons of being a professor that aspiring educators might not be aware of.
What is the most demanding aspect of your profession?
Correcting papers. correcting English papers is by far the most demanding aspect. It takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of tact, and I would say it's also, of course, the usual rewards. The rewards of teaching are sharing a learning experience with the students, when you realize that the students have actually learned something, have in some way, the needle has moved in some way in their lives. That's very rewarding. But the actual demanding part, when you say demanding, correcting papers takes a bunch of time and effort and goodwill.
Sigamato goes on to describe the characteristics a professor needs to do an exceptional job and gain the appreciation and respect of students.
What are three important qualities that all good professors must possess?
Well, I think I mentioned some of them already, but you have to have patience to deal with minds that are still in many ways in development. Not the way a kindergartner is, that's a different calling, a different vocation. But minds that are in intellectual development. And I believe you need a lot of patience in handling students. You need an ability, let me say, both an ability and a willingness, and maybe the willingness precedes the ability, maybe the willingness confers the ability to keep a class interested. You do the subject a disservice and you do the students a disservice if you allow it to become stale or, I'll say it simply, boring. I believe you need to be a good teacher, or let's say a great teacher. And I'm not saying that I am either of those. I'm answering the question. You do need that. Thirdly, I believe to be a really good teacher, you need a sense of adventure. A sense of adventure has to accompany your presentation of the material. You have to be excited about the material and eager to share that excitement. And when you are, it's catching. The students catch that excitement. They associate that excitement with the subject. And that's perhaps a service you've done them for life.
This is Daniel Charles from the Viking News. Thank you for listening.